Million Dollar Fish 2020 Season 6 is now underway, and you can register online at milliondollarfish.com.au. And I'm looking back over the years at some of our wonderful anglers who have managed to score or nab a tagged barramundi, one of which joins us on the line this morning, former Hawthorn AFL player Brent Renouf, who picked up a $10,000 tagged barra in Season 1
Ripper.
In Darwin Harbour. Morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Brent.
I'm very well, thanks, guys. How are you guys?
Yeah, really right. Good. Tell us about the moment you landed this 58-centimetre barra only hours after registering for the competition because your mum pestered you to do so.
Yeah, well, my mother-in-law, yeah, so as I'm going out the door at about 6 in the morning, she's yelled out, "Have you registered for the competition?" I was like, "Oh, I'll be right." Anyway, so, yeah, they made me do it on the iPad and went down the boat ramp in the father-in-law's tinny and an old two-stroke motor, and I couldn't get it started, which was a good start to the trip.
What happened to the tinny?
Not sure. I just wasn't you know, doing the right thing, so I had to ring him up and say what's going on, and then eventually got it going. And probably about half an hour after I was on the water was when I got the tagged fish.
And where did you catch it? Because I understand it was covered in green algae, so you weren't quite sure if it was a tagged barra or not.
Yeah, it's you know, because everyone reads and hears that it, you know, the red tag, look for the red tag, but yeah, it's definitely no sign of any red on it. It's green, a little bit grey, and almost looks like the markings on the barramundi of their tail, the same colour as their tail. So,
yeah
I wasn't expecting that. But, yeah, it was obviously, you know, pure excitement once I realised what was on there.
Yeah, so what did you do? I mean, did you continue fishing or did you head back to the boat ramp?
I think you would have called the Million Dollar Fish hotline, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so that was the... Yeah, so, you know, I was on my own, so, you know, I yelled and screamed to myself, but I had no one to celebrate with. But, yeah, so then you go through the process of ringing the right number and explaining, you know, the number, and then you got to take some photos and send them in and do the process there. So, yeah, it was all a bit nerve-wracking because until you sort of made it into... I had to go into Darwin City to the Pass Bailey building and meet a few people there and... until that moment, you don't know whether you've won 10 grand or the million. So yeah, it's a pretty nerve-wracking experience.
Oh, absolutely. And look, Season 1, you know, to score a tagged barramundi when the competition started 6 seasons ago, it's really blossomed over the years. Have you signed up for Season 6? And what advice do you have for anglers who might be participating this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just mentioning before, just off air, that I've got some mates coming up from Queensland this weekend and they're keen to get right amongst it. So we've all registered. We're ready to hit the water on the weekend. Advice, I don't know, I'm probably going to spend most of my time in Darwin and Bino Harbour because I think there might be a few in those harbours. So I don't mind getting on the flats and doing a bit of sight fishing, so we'll see how we go.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to know, mate, did the father-in-law whose tinny you borrowed, did he want a cut?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. How do you share the money if you've borrowed the father-in-law's boat?
I reckon I've looked after him over the years well enough, but I ended up buying my own little tinny with the winning, so, it's all well and good there.
Oh, that's awesome. Mate. Well, I tell you what, it's all happening as of today. We've got a couple of months at least to look forward to getting out there to all of those hot spots across the top end. Greg and I, we've been out there and released the last 2 tagged barramundi in a secret location somewhere, maybe near Darwin Harbour. Brent,
very good.
Healthy fish they were too,
they
mate.
They were very, very good.
You can check out our Mix Facebook page and see us launching the fish.
You might be able to spot our location, but look, honestly, from someone who's picked up a $10,000 tagged barramundi Season 1, he's someone to beat. And we really look forward to hearing more from you, and all the best.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys.